Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and it's terrific to have you joining us today. Our topic ties in with the new year and possibly a resolution you are seriously contemplating, either owning your own business or possibly selling a business that you currently own. And emotionally, many people would like to be their own boss but have no idea where to even start. And because this is a popular topic, we have someone just for you in the studio to answer your questions. And my special guest name is Steve Sink. Steve is a business broker and managing partner for Phoenix Affiliates. Phoenix Affiliates has its headquarters in Peoria Heights with offices in Champaign, Bloomington, and Quincy, also in Iowa, offices in Pella and Denison. Steve has been in the business brokerage business for almost 15 years. He is a certified business intermediary and a merger and acquisition master intermediary. Now, these designations are the highest level of recognition that can be attained in his field. The business also provides evaluations, exit strategies to maximize the value of the business, and it works with over 900 private, public, and SBA business lenders. And in a minute, we're going to talk about what is an SBA, so you're in the know. Now, prior to becoming a business broker, Steve had extensive experience in retail merchandising, operations, and management. He developed several franchise businesses and even started the first chain of office product superstores. And Steve also has bought and sold businesses, not for only businesses themselves, but also personally. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here.
I must say, I'm really impressed with your background and credentials, and I really appreciate your time to come on air. And with New Year's resolutions happening now, this is great timing for a show like this. So just to clarify things, what exactly does a business broker or a business intermediary do?
We do four things, and you can boil it down to that. The number one thing that we do is protect the confidentiality of the owner. Owners cannot put a for sale sign in front of their business. If they did that, obviously only bad things would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second thing was to expedite the sale process. Selling a business can be a very complicated and time-consuming effort. And you add this requirement to the everyday operational issues that an owner faces, and pretty soon the business will start to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Using a business broker relieves the seller of much of this obligation, allows them to focus on running the business. And that's important because it takes, on average, almost a year to sell a business. The next thing that we do, the third thing, would be we help the buyer secure financing. Financing a business is very different than buying or selling a house. It has many options, including seller financing, earnouts, non-compete agreements, employment or consulting agreements, potential environmental issues, latent pension obligations, and et cetera, et cetera. To make this happen, we work with over 900 lenders, including the SBA, which is a Small Business Administration.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
And they provide or guarantee loans, which go through what you call preferred SBA lenders. Those are your local bank. The other one, we can work with credit unions, and of course, we work with private lenders to secure financing.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that we do is that both buyer and the seller have different objectives. Each is negotiating for terms which are most favorable to them.
Mm-hmm.
That puts them at opposite end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It is our responsibility to bridge those differences and keep the process on track.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one thing I wanted to ask you, Steve. You were talking about owners not being able to put up a for sale sign in front of their business. What are some of the reasons why?
Well, typically, if that happens, your competition, of course, was going to use that against you.
Mm-hmm.
Your employees are going to be very concerned about their job security in the future. Will they have a job?
Mm-hmm.
And a business, the main asset of a business, most businesses, are going to be your employees. If the employees leave, you've lost your key asset, and therefore the desirability of the business is typically gone.
Okay. Well, that's always good to know. Now, how has your background supported you in this role?
Well, I have a strong background in business management, which gave me experience in buying and selling businesses in both from a corporate level and as well as personally. Having experienced the process from both sides has been very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Now, what types of businesses have you assisted in selling or buying for people?
I've helped clients buy and sell businesses. Sometimes we represent the either side. We are in retainer by many buyers, okay? Mm-hmm. And, of course, the sellers are a pretty straightforward situation. We have sold manufacturers, distributors, hair salon, franchises, and restaurants, ranging in value from $25,000 to $44.5
million. $44.5
million? That was a nice sale.
Yeah, that was a nice sale. Okay, good. So, you know, from your experience, why do most people want to have their own business? And along with that, what are the pluses to having your own business?
Well, the number one, if you have your own business, you have immediate job security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for a lot of people, obviously. Your income potential is not limited if you have your own business. If you are working for someone else, you are at a job grade position typically. You have a range within that job grade that you can be paid, and annual increases may or may not occur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're working for yourself, obviously your income potential is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is your retirement. Because your business, as you grow it, becomes more and more of a factor in your retirement, because it normally becomes your largest financial asset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the age when pensions have gone away greatly, it's much better to be investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we also look for people that they have to have a passion for the business. They love to cook, they love to weld. They're just good at creating something, or they might be great at selling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in short, I think you could summarize it and say buying a business allows you to take charge of your future. So if you're willing to bet on yourself, you can go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at this point, we are going to take a quick break. We're with Steve Sink, who is a business broker and managing partner for Phoenix Affiliates. And we are talking about possibly buying your own business for the new year, or if you have a current business you want to sell, we're going to be talking about that too. I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Sales Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Looking to change your career and own your own business? Or maybe you currently have a business and are ready for a change. If this is your future thought, call Steve Sink, broker and managing partner at Phoenix Affiliates at 309-696-8508. He can help to answer your questions and check out your business possibilities, either buying or selling a business. With his expertise and background, Steve may be able to help you fulfill your dream of buying a business or finally retiring and selling your company. Call 309-696-8508 or visit phxaffiliates.com. Take charge of your future today.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria metro area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and my special guest today is Steve Sink, who is a business broker and managing partner for Phoenix Affiliates. And Steve is sharing great information with us because there are people with New Year's resolution thinking, I want to be my own boss, and I want to buy a business, or I currently have a business, and I want to sell it. And a lot of people don't even know where to start. So, Steve, we were talking about the benefits of having your own business. From your experience, what usually holds people back from buying a business?
Normally, it's just the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to have a strong belief in yourself. And I'm not suggesting a cockiness or an empty cockiness, but a strong, deep belief that you can be successful. If you have that, you're typically going to be ready to take the plunge and move forward. And once you understand a little bit about, or you get some education on it, the unknown starts to go away. Okay. that helps out a great deal. And, of course, if you have some money, that helps out too.
Right, exactly. So now if we talked about the positives of having your own business, what could be a downside? Just so people are in the know.
Yeah. One of the things we ask them when they come to us and they say, "Want to buy a business," we ask them what discussions they've had with their family on this. And does their wife or support team truly understand what it's going to take for them to be successful? This is not an 8-to-5 situation we're talking about. It's going to be weekends, nights, et cetera, okay? Lost time.
Demanding.
Personally, very demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be there to take care of your business. And that often puts the business in first place and the wife or the spouse in second place. And that can be pretty tough on a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate your honesty about that. So now when someone is interested in buying a business, what kind of things should they consider? And on the flip side of that, not consider?
Well, they kind of bundle those together. One of the things we ask them when they buy a business is that they should evaluate what it's going to be worth in X number of years when they go to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
If they bought a business for $100,000 and it's only going to be worth $100,000 in 5 years, that's probably not a good investment for all their time and effort they put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we want them to look down the road. Again, making sure that they have the backing and support of their family is critical. Okay? Will that business meet their financial requirements? Do they need $50,000 a year to live on and the business only generates $20,000? This will not work for them.
Right, okay? A math problem.
Big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the individual strengths and weaknesses? For instance, salespeople are really good at selling, but typically they're not good at details and administration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be in a business which requires a lot of sales effort and it matches up with you, be prepared to go out or should be go out and hire someone that's going to take care of the details for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another one is what's their tolerance for risk? Okay. Are they going to be up for the game, so to speak? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we always want to know how much they can afford to lose. Can they afford to lose everything that they have in their current financial worth or not? And if they're when they start to back off on that, it tells me and tells themselves that maybe they shouldn't be going into business.
Mm-hmm. And people have to just realize it's a huge responsibility, and you just can't quit like you could a job, regular job,
yeah.
Right?
Well, the nice thing is that you can't fire yourself, right?
Right. Well, you can try, I guess. But I don't know what would happen with that. So now how, with your role, how can you help someone or a family find a business? And along with that, how important is confidentiality when working with clients?
It's well, let's go to the first one. Okay, we're happy to meet with either the buyer or the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And on their terms, we want to take them through the entire process so that they have a total understanding of what happens from the very beginning to the point when they go to closing and what they can expect to have happen after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we want them to understand that from a legal aspect, from a financial aspect, and also from a mental aspect.
Mm-hmm.
In short, we really want them to – we want to eliminate as many possibilities for them to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The more they understand it, the more confidence they have in the process, and the better educated they are, the better decisions they'll make.
All right, and the more they'll be successful.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is really mm-hmm. the whole thing. Okay.
But the second point is confidentiality is key for the seller. Okay. Under no circumstances do they want or they can afford to have that become public information. Okay. So we require every buyer for the business to sign a legally binding document called a confidentiality agreement or non-disclosure agreement, which they agree that they have a legal obligation to maintain the privacy of this. And they will have a financial obligation to the seller if they disclose it for damages.
Mm, okay, so they can't go telling their friends.
No.
They can't, okay.
They can't go to a party and say, guess what's for sale.
Right, exactly. Or even I'd be careful talking with who you think are close friends or relatives, right, because loose lips sink ships.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
And this sink the business. Right?
Yeah, and sink the business. So now on the flip side of this, what about someone who has a business and might want to sell it? What steps should they consider?
Well, very few sellers have exit strategies. Almost every survey you read indicates that only 20 to 25% of sellers have an exit strategy.
And what do you mean by exit strategy?
I'm going to sell my business. How should I do it? What's the best way to do it? How do I maximize the value of my business? What are my tax obligations in that process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if they don't have an understanding of that and they put their business on the market, potentially it costs them an awful lot of money. Okay. And not understanding, for instance, your tax obligations can cost you an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
The nice thing is if you don't have an exit strategy, the IRS has one for you.
Yeah, and that you don't want to deal with. Okay, so that's why it's a good thing to work with somebody of your caliber. So let's say that I wanted to buy a business, and I came to you and said, you know, Steve, I'm kind of tired of what I'm doing. I'd like to buy a business. What do I do next?
Okay. We want to educate them on the requirements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to know what the time spent is going to time requirements. We want them to meet with other business owners. Okay, we suggest that they meet with the people at SCORE. Okay,
what SCORE?
It's an organization made up of retired business executives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they will offer free counseling to you, to a buyer, help you develop a business plan, help organize yourself. Okay, and Bradley University also does the same thing. Both are great resources in the community, and I would suggest you meet with them. You also have a CPA and a banker, which are your resources.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be happy to meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
We do it at no charge, okay, and we're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But having said all this, once you go through the whole process, get yourself organized and are prepared, then you go into what we call the blind date phase.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you see a business, you're going to know it's the right business for you.
Mm-hmm.
Need to have your criteria up front so you don't do something silly.
Right, that you're going by fact and not right. So much the emotion. I mean, you want the emotion because you have to have the passion and what you're right. Going to do, but you still really need to know the facts. So in other words, if I was looking at a business and it's losing money right and left and working with you, you would probably say, better take a look at this twice, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and, you know, along those lines, and actually I just mentioned it in a way, why is it important to work with a professional, somebody along your lines, when considering to buy or sell a business?
Well, professionals know what they're doing, and therefore they're going to save you a lot of time and potentially help you avoid a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you address legal issues. They get your business structured properly from the initiation, there's the startup of the business, okay, and basically allows you to focus on running your business instead of doing legal things and keeping your books, etc. It's going to be important, more important for you to be developing your business than, you know, worry about if did I have the right legal structure, okay. And they can also help you identify those red flags when you're looking at a business. Red flags such as poor records, unreported issues, environmental concerns, potential repairs that the business is going to have to incur with machinery. Are there going to be big changes in technology in the future that can require a major reinvestment to stay competitive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the future for your customers? Are they leaving, staying around? Are they healthy? Are there collection problems and employment issues
right.
that you have? The biggest thing you face is all the cash been accounted for properly?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody hears the war stories about two separate sets of books, okay? And that's where you really need to have a pro come in and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Steve, what about somebody who has been trying to sell their business and they finally come to you for help? So explain that scenario.
Well, we're happy to help them, but the normal issue that they face is they've overpriced it. And they have not been realistic about what the business will support in the way of a sale price. And there's not a lot you can do in that kind of a situation, except take them through the numbers, lay out the cash flow versus the financial payments that are going to be required to make that sale. And would they buy that business from themselves for that price?
Mm-hmm. Because for a lot of people, they've worked it so much and they're so close to it. It's the emotional piece, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you have to be honest and come in and...
Yeah, you have to be honest 100%. And you cannot support a seller's position where they're asking $1 million for a business and it's really worth $200,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you work in a specific territory or can you cover with our listeners again what areas you do cover?
We cover all of Illinois except for the Chicago region, okay, mm-hmm. and all of Iowa.
Okay. Now, here's a big question I think is on a lot of people's minds. With the economy still being fragile, is now a good time to sell or buy a business and why?
Well, for buyers, it's a great time. Interest rates are incredibly low, historically low. They're going to go up. I think everybody would agree with that. And the SBA, the Small Business Administration, has some incredibly low rates, which allow for a buyer to enter into a larger transaction than they probably would be able to enter into in 2 or 3 years when the Fed takes the rates up again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From a seller, after some hard times, we'd agree in that last couple, about 3 years ago, they ended. But the last couple of years have been pretty good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the multiples of their business have gone up. So they're in a much better position to sell, and it also allows a lot of those people who could not retire 3 years ago now can afford to retire.
Mm-hmm. Steve, we're going to have to start wrapping up the show. This has been so interesting, and I'm sure it's been very interesting for our listeners. Do you have any final words of advice for our listeners?
Well, this is for a seller is probably the biggest financial decision they're going to make. And it impacts how they're going to live after they sell a business. So it's really important that they do their homework. If they're going to list the business, list it with someone they feel comfortable with. This is a chemistry issue at this point in time. But talk to your CPA, talk to your banker, your attorney. All those people can be a great assistance to help you out in the process. Okay, they do not sell businesses, but they may be able to help you sell it. Okay, and they may know someone that's and be interested in a business like yours, and that's a great resource for you. If they do not, then typically they'll come to us as a business broker. And what we would ask or suggest you look at that is look for business brokers who have certification. Do they belong to the International Business Brokers Association? Are they CBIs? What kind of courses have they taken? In Illinois, you can become a business broker without any there's no criteria for it.
Mm-hmm.
You pay $200 and you can have a business broker's license.
And that could be very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a lot of people that are probably we're not real happy with, but that's part of the deal.
Yeah. So. Okay. So now what's the best way to contact you? What's your phone number?
You can reach me directly at 309-696-8508.
Okay. Steve, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Like I said, this has been an interesting show. I'm sure very helpful to you as listeners who are considering buying or selling a business and some ideas on how to move forward. Now, again, to reach Steve, you can call him at 309-696-8508. You can also visit his website at phxaffiliates.com. That's Paul Helium X-ray affiliates.com. And if you have any questions based on the show or you're thinking of buying or selling a business and just need advice, please feel free to contact Steve. He's happy to speak with you, and this is a life-changing event. You really need to think about it, and he's here to help. Again, I'd like to thank Steve Sink, my special guest today. He is a broker and managing partner at Phoenix Affiliates. And I want to thank you for tuning in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. Be sure to pick up your copy today at one of over 800 locations in the Central Illinois area, and you can now read the magazine online. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com and also visit us on Facebook. And while you're out there, be sure to like us. God bless you and be in your best health. Know we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Looking to change your career and own your own business? Or maybe you currently have a business and are ready for a change. If this is your future thought, call Steve Sink, broker and managing partner at Phoenix Affiliates at 309-696-8508. He can help to answer your questions and check out your business possibilities, either buying or selling a business. With his expertise and background, Steve may be able to help you fulfill your dream of buying a business or finally retiring and selling your company. Call 309-696-8508 or visit phxaffiliates.com. Take charge of your future today.